Happy Mammoth, the zero-compromise company behind Hormone Harmony, uses only clinically proven ingredients. No GMOs, fillers, or junk. Just pure, effective support. And get this, over 2.4 million women worldwide have rediscovered their vitality with Happy Mammoth. In a survey of 1,831 women, the results spoke volumes. 86% noticed easier weight management alongside a healthy lifestyle. 77% felt improvements in mood and well-being. And 100% said they finally felt like themselves again. Plus, it's backed by over 50,000 glowing reviews praising deeper sleep, calmness, and renewed energy. Ready to feel your harmonious best? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order of Hormone Harmony at happymammoth.com. Just enter code POSITIVE at checkout. Try it risk-free and join the millions who've reclaimed their spark. Visit happymammoth.com and use code POSITIVE today. Your journey to feeling balanced starts now.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When life seems to be at its hardest and challenges press against us from all sides, we often find ourselves looking for signs of change, for signs that God is working behind the scenes. There are moments in life where everything feels overwhelming, like being pushed to your absolute limits. But it's during these moments that breakthroughs often happen. Today, I want to explore three signs that your breakthrough is near. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine a caterpillar entering its cocoon. It undergoes a complete transformation, breaking down its old form to emerge as a beautiful butterfly. The process isn't immediate, and it isn't easy, but the outcome is worth every moment of struggle. Just like that caterpillar, transforming into a butterfly, God works within us during the hardest of times to shape us for something greater. In James 1, verse 2 to 4, we read, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." These trials are not meant to break you, but to prepare you for the greater things that are coming. What feels like the end is often just the beginning of something extraordinary that God is bringing forth in your life. My friends, signs of your upcoming breakthrough are not just random occurrences, but divine markers that God has strategically placed in your life to show that He is at work. Sometimes the journey may seem long, and the struggle may feel overwhelming, but trust that God is moving. Let's now explore the signs that your breakthrough is on the horizon. Number one, uncomfortable transitions. My dear friends, have you ever noticed how growth often comes with discomfort? When we're on the cusp of a breakthrough, life often feels unsettled, as if everything is in a state of constant change. These uncomfortable transitions are not signs of failure, but indicators of impending change. Think about a baby learning to walk. The process is filled with stumbles, falls, and frustration. But each unsteady step is a necessary part of mastering this new skill. Similarly, when God is preparing us for a breakthrough, we may find ourselves in unfamiliar territory. Our routines may be disrupted. Our relationships may shift. Our comfort zones may be challenged. In Philippians 3, verse 13 to 14, Paul writes, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Paul understood that moving forward often meant leaving the familiar behind. This process of letting go can be uncomfortable, even painful at times. But it's a necessary step in our journey towards breakthrough. Perhaps you're feeling unsettled in your career, sensing that God is calling you to something new. Or maybe your relationships are changing and you're struggling to adapt. These uncomfortable transitions are often God's way of uprooting us from complacency. He's preparing the ground of our hearts for new growth, new possibilities. In Isaiah 43, verse 19, God declares, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." God's new thing often requires us to leave the old behind. It's like renovating a house. Before you can build something beautiful, you often have to tear down what's outdated or no longer serving its purpose. This demolition phase can feel...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Chaotic and messy. But it's a necessary step in the renovation process. Similarly, when God is about to do something new in our lives, He often begins by shaking things up. He disrupts our routines, challenges our assumptions, and pushes us out of our comfort zones. These uncomfortable transitions are His way of preparing us for the breakthrough that's coming. Think about the Israelites leaving Egypt. They had lived in Egypt for generations, and despite their hardships, it was familiar to them. The journey through the wilderness was uncomfortable, filled with challenges and uncertainties. But it was through this transition that they were prepared to enter the Promised Land. My friends, if you're in a season of uncomfortable transition, take heart. This discomfort is not a sign that you're off track. Rather, it's often an indicator that God is aligning things for your breakthrough. In Romans 8, verse 28, we're reminded, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." Even the uncomfortable things, the challenging seasons, are working together for your good. God is using these transitions to strengthen your faith, refine your character, and prepare you for what's ahead. So instead of resisting these changes, lean into them. Ask God to show you what He's doing in this season of transition. What old habits or mindsets is He asking you to leave behind? What new skills or perspectives is He developing in you? Remember, breakthrough often comes disguised as breakdown. What feels like falling apart may actually be falling into place. Trust the process, my friends. Embrace these uncomfortable transitions as signs that your breakthrough is near. God is at work, even when you can't see it. He's preparing you for something greater than you could ever imagine. As we move forward, let's remember that these transitions, though uncomfortable, are temporary. They are stepping stones to your destiny, not your final destination. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17 to 18, Paul encourages us, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." So, my dear friends, if you find yourself in a season of uncomfortable transition, rejoice. Your breakthrough may be just around the corner. I know it may seem weird, but embrace the discomfort, for it is in these moments that God is molding you. He's stretching your faith, expanding your capacity, and preparing you for the blessings he has in store. Remember the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis. Before he became second in command in Egypt, he endured years of uncomfortable transitions. From being sold into slavery by his brothers to being falsely accused and imprisoned. Each transition seemed to take him further from his dreams. But God was using every step to prepare Joseph for his ultimate breakthrough. Your current discomfort may be the very thing that God is using to position you for your purpose. It may be preparing you to be a blessing to many, just like Joseph. So, my friends, don't shy away from these uncomfortable transitions. Lean into them with faith and expectation. Trust that God is working all things together for your good. Your breakthrough is coming. These transitions are preparing you to receive it. Stay steadfast in your faith, persistent in your prayers, and open to God's leading. For it is often in our most uncomfortable moments that God does his greatest work in us. Your breakthrough is near, my friends. Embrace the journey, for the destination will be worth it all. Number 2, unrelenting opposition. My dear friends, have you ever felt like you're swimming against the tide? As if every step forward is met with two steps back. When we're on the verge of a breakthrough, opposition often intensifies. This unrelenting opposition isn't a sign of defeat, but a herald of impending victory. In the book of Nehemiah, we see a powerful example of this principle in action. Nehemiah was tasked with rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, a crucial step in restoring the city's security and identity. But as he and his team made progress, they faced increasing opposition from their enemies. In Nehemiah 4, verse 8, we read, "And all of them conspired together to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion." The enemy's attacks grew more frequent and intense as the work neared completion. This is often how it works in our lives, too. When we're close to our breakthrough, the opposition seems to multiply. Perhaps you've experienced this in your own life. Maybe you're pursuing a God-given dream and suddenly obstacles appear from every direction. Or you're working on overcoming a long-standing issue and the temptations intensify. This unrelenting opposition can be discouraging, even overwhelming at times. But my friends, I want you to see it for what it truly is, a sign that your breakthrough is near. In 1 Peter 4, verse 12 to 13, we're encouraged. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. These trials, this opposition is not strange or unexpected. It's a normal part of the journey towards breakthrough. Think about a rocket launching into space. As it approaches the Earth's atmosphere, it faces the greatest resistance. The forces working against it are at their peak, just before it breaks through into the vastness of space. Your life is much like that rocket. The opposition you're facing is a sign that you're about to break through into a new realm of possibility. In the book of Daniel, we see another example of intensified opposition before breakthrough. When Daniel was faithfully praying for his people, he faced increased spiritual warfare. In Daniel 10, verse 12 to 13, an angel tells him, "Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia." Daniel's prayers were heard from day one, but the breakthrough was delayed due to spiritual opposition. This teaches us an important lesson. Sometimes, the delay is not a denial. The opposition you're facing doesn't mean God isn't working. It often means that he is working, and the enemy is trying to stop what God is doing. So, my friends, how should we respond to this unrelenting opposition? First, we must stand firm in our faith. In Ephesians 6, verse 13, Paul exhorts us, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Standing firm doesn't always mean fighting back. Sometimes it simply means not giving up, not backing down from what God has called you to do. Secondly, we must remember that this opposition is temporary. James 4, verse 7 tells us, "Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." The opposition may be intense, but it cannot last forever. Your breakthrough is coming. Thirdly, we must keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Hebrews 12, verse 2 encourages us, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Jesus endured unimaginable opposition for the joy set before him. We too can endure, knowing that joy awaits us on the other side of our breakthrough. My dear friends, if you're facing unrelenting opposition today, take heart. This is not a sign of your defeat, but a herald of your coming victory. God is with you in this battle. He hasn't abandoned you to face this opposition alone. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, he promises, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So stand firm, hold on to your faith, and keep pressing forward. Your breakthrough is just around the corner. The opposition may be fierce, but your God is fiercer. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. Your unrelenting opposition is about to give way to your unstoppable breakthrough. Keep believing, keep praying, keep moving forward. Your time of breakthrough is near, my friends. The opposition you face today is shaping you for victory you'll celebrate tomorrow. Stand firm, for your breakthrough is coming. And number three, divine encouragement. My dear friends, as we navigate through uncomfortable transitions and face unrelenting opposition, God doesn't leave us without hope. In fact, it's often in these challenging times that we experience the third sign of an impending breakthrough, divine encouragement. This encouragement can come in many forms. A timely word from a friend, a verse that suddenly comes alive, or an unexplainable peace in the midst of turmoil. In 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, we see a powerful example of this divine encouragement. Now, David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. David, facing one of the darkest moments of his life, found strength and encouragement in God. This divine encouragement became the turning point, leading to a great victory and the recovery of all that was lost. Perhaps you've experienced something similar in your own life. A moment when everything seemed lost, but God provided a whisper of hope, a flicker of light in the darkness. These moments of divine encouragement are not random. They are strategic moves of God, preparing you for your breakthrough. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, God promises, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." This promise is a form of divine encouragement, a reminder that we are not alone in our struggles. God is with us, strengthening us, helping us, upholding us. When we receive this encouragement, it's a sign that our breakthrough is near. Think about Elijah in 1 Kings 19. After a great victory on Mount Carmel, he found himself running for his life, discouraged and ready to give up. But God didn't leave him in that state. He provided divine encouragement, first through physical nourishment, then through a gentle whisper. This encouragement renewed Elijah's strength and prepared him for the next phase of his ministry. My friends, God is doing the same for you. In your moments of discouragement, He is providing divine encouragement to prepare you for what's ahead. Another beautiful example of divine encouragement is found in the book of Acts. Paul, facing trial and uncertain of his fate, receives encouragement directly from the Lord. In Acts 23, verse 11, we read, "But the following night, the Lord stood by him and said, 'Be of good cheer, Paul. For as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness at Rome.'" This divine encouragement came at a crucial moment, assuring Paul of God's plan and strengthening him for the journey ahead. Similarly, the encouragement you're receiving is not just to make you feel better. It's preparing you for the next step in your journey, for the breakthrough that's coming. So how can we recognize and receive this divine encouragement? First, we must stay connected to God through prayer and His Word. Psalm 119, verse 50 says, "This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life." God's word is a constant source of encouragement, always available to us. Second, we must remain open and attentive to God's voice. In Isaiah 30, verse 21, we're told, "Your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, 'This is the way, walk in it,' whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left." God is speaking, encouraging us, guiding us towards our breakthrough. We need to tune our ears to His voice. Third, we must surround ourselves with fellow believers. Often, God uses our brothers and sisters in Christ to speak encouragement into our lives. My dear friends, If you're experiencing divine encouragement in the midst of your challenges, rejoice. This is often a sign that your breakthrough is near. God is strengthening you, preparing you for what's ahead. In Philippians 1 verse 6, Paul reminds us, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. The divine encouragement you're receiving is evidence that God is still working in your life. He hasn't forgotten you. He hasn't abandoned his plan for you. Your breakthrough is coming. So hold on to every word of encouragement. Cherish every moment of God's comfort. These are not just temporary pick-me-ups. They are signposts pointing to your coming breakthrough. Stand firm in faith, my friends. Your season of divine encouragement is here, and your breakthrough is just around the corner. God is with you. He is for you, and he is leading you into victory. Your breakthrough is coming. Believe it, receive it, and walk in the encouragement that God is providing. Your time of breakthrough is near. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, or listen to this prayer in faith, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, I come before you with praise and adoration, acknowledging that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the God who sits on high, yet you care for every detail of my life. You are mighty and powerful, and your hand is not shortened, that it cannot save. You are the God of breakthroughs, the one who makes a way where there seems to be no way. You split the seas, you bring down strongholds, and you raise the dead to life. There is none like you, O Lord, for you are worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. Your wisdom is infinite, and your love is unending. I exalt you, for you alone are my refuge, my fortress, and my strength. You are my redeemer and deliverer, my shield and my strong tower. I give you all the glory, for you are the great I am, the one who reigns above all. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy that follows me every day of my life. Thank you for never leaving me nor forsaking me, even when I walk through the valleys of life. You are a very present help. Thank you for guiding my steps and leading me in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. I am grateful for your constant provision, for supplying all my needs according to your riches in glory. Father, I ask for your forgiveness for the times I have allowed fear, doubt, and sin to cloud my faith in you. Forgive me for every moment that I have fallen short of your glory. I also forgive those who have wronged me, just as you have forgiven me. I release any bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness from my heart, and I ask you to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Lord, I declare in the name of Jesus that every chain of fear, anxiety, and doubt is broken in my life right now. I rebuke every spirit of stagnation, failure, and delay in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind every force of darkness that seeks to hinder my progress and declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I declare that I am moving forward by your grace and power, stepping into the breakthrough that you have ordained for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every obstacle and hindrance standing in the way of my breakthrough must fall. I declare victory over every stronghold, every lie, and every plan of the enemy, for greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that my breakthrough is on the horizon, and I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Every setback will be turned into a setup for your greater glory. I declare freedom over my life, freedom from every burden and oppression, in the powerful name of Jesus. Father, I pray for your abundant blessings to be poured out in my life. Bless me with wisdom to discern your will, with strength to persevere through trials, and with peace that surpasses all understanding. I pray for healing in my body, mind, and spirit. I speak life and health over every part of my being, and I rebuke every spirit of infirmity, sickness, and disease in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every attack of the enemy against my family, my relationships, my finances, and my purpose. I declare that no plan of the enemy will succeed, and I stand on your word that says, I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over my life and over the lives of my loved ones. Protect us, Lord, from every snare, every trap, and every scheme of the enemy. Surround us with your angels and guard us in all our ways. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting one another up before your throne of grace. We pray for each other, declaring that our breakthroughs are near, that every chain is broken, and that every door of blessing is opening. Lord, let your Holy Spirit move powerfully in our lives to guide us and direct our steps. Strengthen us, Lord, where we are weak, and fill us with your peace where there has been turmoil. We declare healing, restoration, and breakthrough in every area of our lives. We stand together in faith, knowing that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. We claim victory, protection, and provision, and we rest in your promises, trusting that you are faithful to bring them to pass. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.